What we've just been hearing is American politics in a populist moment. That description applies to Democrats as well as Republicans. Here's NPR's national political correspondent, Mara Liasson.
The two candidates who are doing the best right now are the ones with the strongest populist voices.
This great nation and its government belong to all of the people and not to a handful of billionaires.
That's Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, the Democratic socialist who is now within striking distance of Hillary Clinton. Sanders is angry about billionaires. On the Republican side, it's a billionaire populist who's channeling voters' anger, and Donald Trump is angry about a lot of things.
The American people are led by such stupid leaders.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists.
We have people that are selling this country down the drain.
Trump's list of targets is long. Illegal immigrants, Barack Obama, Republican leaders in Congress, just about anyone he doesn't like. Democratic pollster Peter Hart says Trump is surging because right now the electorate is anxious and frustrated at almost every institution in America.
What it comes down to is the sense that what we have is an elite group that are controlling everything that's going on. And the rebellion comes against the elite candidates, which are Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. They represent the status quo. In comes Donald Trump. In comes Bernie Sanders.
Trump in particular is in the classic tradition of American populism. From William Jennings Bryan to Huey Long to George Wallace to Ross Perot, populists have combined nativism with economic grievance. Michael Lind of the New America Foundation says that in the populist worldview,
the real division is not between the rich and the poor. It is between producers and parasites. So in classic populist fashion, the Trump supporters see bailed out Wall Street financiers and illegal immigrants as cheaters, as parasites.
So much of what Trump says on the stump sounds improvised and inconsistent, but Lynn says it makes perfect populist sense for Trump to want a big wall on the Mexican border and higher taxes for hedge fund managers. Here's what Trump said when he called into CBS on Sunday.
The hedge funds guys didn't build this country. These are guys that shift paper around and they get lucky. They make a fortune. They pay no tax. It's ridiculous, okay?
On this issue, the real estate mogul and reality TV star is right in sync with Bernie Sanders, and for that matter, Hillary Clinton. Because sometimes populism does tend to be a mashup of positions from the left and right. Trumpism is also filling the growing gap between the Republican Party's establishment and its base. Lynn points out that the modern conservative movement owes its success to George Wallace, the populist segregationist Democrat who helped lead a group of Southern Democrats into the Republican Party.
Essentially, for a couple of generations, the Republican base has consisted of these white working class populists whose views on trade, on immigration, even on entitlements, because most of them support Social Security and Medicare, their economic views are quite at odds with those of the GOP donor class.
For a long time, cultural issues like opposition to abortion and gay marriage was the glue that helped hold this disparate conservative coalition together. But Trump is exposing the weak links in the Republican alliance and, says Republican strategist Steve Schmidt, he's redefining what it means to be a conservative.
We're at this moment in time where there's a severability between conservatism and issues. Conservatism is now expressed as an emotional sentiment. That sentiment is contempt and anger. You look at Donald Trump's base and it's blue collar, part of a middle class that's been decimated in the country, that hasn't seen real wage growth in 30 years.
Trump has become the id of this Republican base. Steve Schmidt says Trump's slogan is strong and simple. I can make America great again.
He's saying something rather profound and something that Republican voters deeply believe. They believe Barack Obama has wrecked the country. The world is in chaos and that America is failing.
In the past, populist presidential candidates haven't won, but they have left a lasting mark on American politics. George Wallace helped create the modern Republican Party by bringing in disenchanted white Southerners. Ross Perot's focus on the deficit forced a Democratic president to prove that his party was fiscally responsible enough to balance the budget. Donald Trump will leave a legacy, too. It's just not clear yet exactly what it will be. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.